New releases, new music, and the best live performances on Sound Out with Ian McGlynn.
Indeed, you are listening to Sound Out with me, Ian McGlynn. Not just Ian McGlynn, you're listening to Sound Out with Ian McGlynn and Sheila Dempsey, who has joined me in studio for her weekly look at the great and good gigs happening around the country. Sheila, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Where are we starting?
We're starting with an exciting Music Network tour on Wednesday. Cellist Rafaela Gromes and pianist Julian Ream begin their seven-night tour in St. Finian's Church in Adelaide Road in Dublin before heading down to Cork, Letterkenny, Dunleary, Castlebar, Waterford, and ending up in the National Opera House Wexford on Thursday the 11th at 8pm. This promises to be a fantastic concert, and the duo will perform a new piece by Kevin Volans on the tour. So for tickets and more details, go to musicnetwork.ie. Can you believe we're heading into a new month?
April, tomorrow. Welcome, April.
Oh my God, a long time coming. Mm. And this can only mean one thing, a new Kaleidoscope gig to look forward to. So on Wednesday the 3rd, join special guest South African violinist and overtone singer Gareth Lubbe. He'll be joined by the Esposito Quartet for a Mozart string quartet, and also singer Sue Reinhardt takes to the stage with her trio of Francesco Torisi, Daniel Bodwell and Welsh pianist Hugh Warren. And tickets are available through the website kaleidoscopenight.com.
Oh, they just have the coolest running order
really
programmes, don't they?
I know.
Yeah. Now, something for younger listeners. Well, they may not be listening now, but their mummies and daddies might be.
Yes, absolutely. The ARC presents Ireland's first ever annual international festival for young audiences, with the Big Bang Festival taking place from Friday to Sunday, the 5th to the 9th of April. And it's taking place in 11 countries across Europe, and it's aimed at children from the ages of 2 to 12 and intends to enrich and broaden the quality of music currently on offer to children. So here's some of what you can look forward to over the weekend. In Milestones, a Belgian jazz ensemble guides you through the fascinating musical world of Miles Davis. There's a musical walking trail around Temple Bar featuring three mini concerts of piano music, trad and blues. There's chamber music for smallies called Smile. It's for 5 to 6 year olds. And in a project called Nomad, composer John Barber will work with third class primary school pupils, and they'll perform their composition on the ARC stage on Friday. And finally, there's a big concert called the Big Free Family Gig on Sunday, and Stomptown Brass are playing. So some of the events are free, but you'll need to book tickets through ARC.ie, and you can check out the full programme there as well.
Great. Now you're taking us up to Belfast next.
That is right, to the Sonic Lab in Queen's University.
Yes.
And on Wednesday night, the 3rd of April, cellist David McCann will engage in trans art dialogue with Austrian artist Astrid Rieder. So trans art is described as an interplay between different art forms, leading to an intensified aesthetic experience by the performers as well as the audience. So the aim is to leave traditional forms of presentation behind. So basically both artists engage in an improvised dialogue through their respective art forms. So Astrid will paint while David plays cello. And tickets are available through Eventbrite. And staying in Belfast, the Irish Baroque Orchestra perform Handel's Esther on Friday night at 7:30 in St. Anne's Cathedral. And on Saturday night, the 6th, they'll be in Christchurch Cathedral in Dublin. And tickets are available online at irishbaroqueorchestras.com.
Oh, very nice. Now, what about the rest of the country? A quick look around, what's going on elsewhere?
Well, to Cork first for some serious jazz in the Serious Arts Centre in Cove.
Are you serious?
I am serious. Saxophonist Catherine Shikora teams up with drummer Brian Chase of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs on Friday night at 8 o'clock. And tickets are €12 and available online at seriousartscentre.ie. And for something more traditional, join Kira McKellum as she presents Voyage of Irene, a night of original compositions of new Irish music and song in the Tlasach in Clontarf on Friday. But this is not your traditional trad setting. Kira is reintroducing brass instrumentation into the Irish...
Reintroducing brass.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow.
So she'll be joined by the Brian Boru Choir, as well as a range of instruments, including Illan pipes, cello, cello, concertina, fiddles, and of course the brass that I mentioned. And one more traditional concert to mention, fiddle players Danny Diamond of Slow Moving Clouds and Belfast fiddler Conor Cadwell, collectively known as North, are in the Wexford Arts Centre at 8:30 on Friday night. By all accounts, these guys are well worth checking out, and tickets are available online at wexfordartscentre.com.
Marvellous. And you have one that you were just telling me there, one quick one to finish, happening
yes.
in UL.
I spotted Mel Mercier tweeted about this during the week. Mm. And it's Sanctuary Week in UL, takes place from the 1st to the 4th of April, with a number of events and initiatives happening on campus to showcase UL as a university of sanctuary for asylum seekers and refugees. So on Wednesday the 3rd at 1:15, a concert of West African drumming, South Indian vocal percussion, Irish dancing, music for violin, piano, fiddle, voice, guitar, harp and percussion is presented by the students of the Irish World Academy. And that takes place in Theatre 2 of the Irish World Academy on Wednesday at 1:15.
Great, that's this Wednesday coming.
This Wednesday, yes.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Sheila.
You're so welcome.
And you whetted our appetites there for that Music Network tour with Rafaela Gromez and Julian Ream. Well, here they are performing music of Rossini. This is the seventh movement from his Soirée Musicalis.